You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
As you guys are settling in, I am so excited to be up here with Haley.
Hello.
And hello. And tonight, we're doing something special that we're calling Letter to My High School Self.
Amen. And also, this has been a dream of me and Claire's to co-preach literally for years, so we're finally doing it. Although we're not, you'll see, we're not really preaching, we're just reading letters, so I guess we'll still have to fulfill that, but we tried.
Right. Next time. Yeah. Okay, well, perhaps without further ado, a letter.
Amen.
Dear HSM, it's Claire and Haley, your HSM team. Hi. Tonight, we are doing something for the first time. We, along with your amazing life group leaders, have been working on letters that we would have loved to give our high school selves. By the grace of God, we've all learned a lot since we've gotten older.
Tonight, we will take turns sharing the letter we wrote to our high school selves. Then, in life groups, you'll hear from your leaders. We think we speak for all of us in saying this. As we've reflected on what God's taught us since high school, we pray you current HSM students will learn something from our mistakes and advice to our younger selves. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, "And the things you've heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." God designed us to live life in relationships with him and other people. And one of the best ways we can grow in Jesus is by learning from people who have gone ahead of us. We really are better together. Love, Claire and Haley.
Yay.
So, before we go into our individual letters that we would write to ourselves, we just want to show you guys who we are talking to. Claire's going to read her letter, and she's going to be talking to high school Claire. So let's show a picture of high school Claire. Who are we talking to right now?
That's me. The same height. And that is Pastor Eric at my senior retreat at the end of my time in HSM. Look at that hair. And you know what? The next time you see Pastor Eric, with all the love in your heart, just say, "Hey, loved your luscious hair, you know, a few years ago. Love, Claire." But yeah, so that's us. Again, yeah, same height as I am now. I stopped growing in middle school, so super cool. But yeah, that was me in high school, but I can't wait for you to see Haley in high school. Here we go.
These are all my ID photos from high school. Hello. So freshman year, yikes. Goes freshman, sophomore, junior.
Senior year, baby.
Did anyone do a funny ID photo for senior year? What? You did?
Marilyn and Anna.
I thought that was totally a thing, because that's not the one that's in the yearbook. It's just the silly ID. Okay, cool. Well, I think it's great. I put my hair in like 20 braids that night, took it all out immediately, had my nice turtleneck, my colorful scarf. It was beautiful. Anyways, so these are who we are talking to in our letters. Again, make sure you guys have your pens, your fill-outs. We're going to get started. So as we're reading, you guys can be taking notes. So, without further ado, Pastor Claire, will you read your letter to your high school self?
Absolutely. All right. Sorry. Dear Claire, invest your time in things that matter. You spend so much time and energy
worried about your grades. Soccer team, ASB, friendships, the approval of others, and your future. It breaks my heart that you have no idea how much you're finding your identity and worth in things that will not only fail you, but also lose meaning in eternity. In other words, the way you're investing your time now is probably a waste of your life. But through it all, Jesus is patiently waiting for you to find security in him. The abundant life you're looking for will not be found in all that you're chasing, but only in God's presence as you trust him with your whole life. Soon you will graduate, and your HSM life group leader will read Zephaniah 3:17 over you, which says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Claire, God wants to save you from the sin you're in because he delights in you and he loves you. And when you surrender your life into his hands, he will take you on a great adventure of trusting him to make you more like him and sharing this incredible news with other high school students who will then begin their own journey of being saved and changed by the love of Jesus. It'll have its challenges, but it will be the best investment of your life. Jesus is worth it. Love, Claire.
Yay! Let's give it up for Claire. We love it. I have one follow-up question for you, Claire, based off of your message. I'm sorry, based off your letter. I'd love for you to expand and just say more about finding your identity in things that don't actually matter.
Yeah, I mean, the struggle to not find my identity in things that don't matter is the story of my whole entire life in high school. It's the story of an ongoing struggle that I still battle with God even now. And it sounds so silly, but this was where I was at in high school. You know, the girl that was up there, this is where I was at. I have distinct memories of not making a certain club soccer team, or feeling like my friends were starting to hang out and go in a different direction without me, and I would like stay home alone on Friday nights, or like I'd get a bad grade on a test, or I remember, like probably most significantly, losing this ASB election that I was like really banking on getting. And it kind of sounds silly, like now looking back on it, I'm like, Claire, what were you doing? Like none of those things matter. But like in the moment, it meant everything. And I remember like literally being crushed by some of those things and just, or all of those things that I listed and even more, and just feeling like I don't have any worth. Like what's my value if this is like how I'm performing? And that was like really painful, but I'm also grateful for those things because I realized in all of that brokenness that I could not rely on my own performance, and I couldn't rely on myself, and I couldn't even rely on others for my security and worth. I needed a savior. And kind of in realizing the emptiness of all of those things, I love Zephaniah 3:17 because the beginning says, "The Lord your God is with you." The English Standard Version, that translation says, "The Lord your God is in your midst." And something that I realized by the end of my time in high school was that God was always there. He was always waiting, so patient and so loving, and just waiting for me to choose him. Like, he never left me. He wasn't, like, tapping his foot, like, when is she going to realize that, like, the ultimate security and hope and joy is found in me. And all I had to do was like open my eyes to Jesus and then choose him and trust him with my life. And once my heart was broken by everything else that I had placed my trust in, that's when my heart was actually ready to fully trust Jesus. And it totally changed my life. He totally changed my life. And since my junior year of high school, in this room on a random Wednesday night when I decided to fully surrender to Jesus, that's when it started this journey of learning to trust him and what he says about me before I trust myself or trust, you know, what my performance says about me. And that's a journey that I'm still on now. So it was a lot, but I'm really, really grateful that God was always in my midst. He was always with me, the mighty warrior who saves. So yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me share Arlie's life. Thank you. Praise the Lord, right? That he saved literally a wretch and a wreck like me. So thank you for that. And Haley, I think
yes.
I speak for all of us when we're eager to share. Can you share what you wrote in your letter?
Yes, yes. Dear Haley, life is not about you. That's our next villain. Life is not about you. Put others first. 1 Corinthians 10:24 says, "No one should seek their own good, but the good of others." Haley, say hi to the lonely kids in the hallway at lunch, eating alone, looking at their phone the entire time. You don't have to be best friends with them, but be a friend. Do not let any of God's children be alone. The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone." You'll think to yourself, "But what will the other kids say? Won't this hurt my reputation?" Get over yourself, Haley. Jesus ate with the lonely and the outcasts. And sure, people talked about him behind his back, but he didn't care. He cared more about loving the outcasts and giving them hope in him. Number two, appreciate your family. Someday soon, your brother will move out, you'll move an hour away, and your sister will move out of state. And family dinners will go from every night to only once a month if everyone's in town. Right now, you spend every weekend out with your friend. I'm sorry. Right now, you spend every weekend out with your friends, and your mom leaves a plate of dinner in the fridge with saran wrap on it because you were out busy. Your friends will come and go, but family is forever, Haley. Take your sister to the movies. Go to the In-N-Out drive-thru with your brother Luke. Don't be rude to your mom and dad. They love you so much, you have no idea. Just appreciate the time you have with your family because it won't always be like this. Even though your family annoys you now and all you want is to be independent, trust me, you will miss sharing a bathroom with your siblings and seeing your parents every day after school. Don't take this time for granted, Haley. Number three, prioritize Jesus and HSM. Haley, you are busy with school and sports and extracurriculars, but don't put any of these things above Jesus. Prioritize Jesus. Keep Jesus your number one priority. A relationship with Jesus is just like a relationship with a friend. You have to spend time with each other, talk to each other, ask questions, set aside time, tell each other deep things about yourself, etc. With friends, this could be hanging out. With Jesus, it could look like a prayer walk, journaling your thoughts to God, singing worship to him. Whatever it is, be intentional with this time, Haley, and stop saying, "I'll read my Bible tomorrow. I'm too busy today." Prioritize HSM. You're allowed to leave a track meet early to go to HSM. You don't actually have to wait until everyone else is done racing to leave. Just tell your coach it's a church group. Fun fact, legally, they can't say no. Protect your time at HSM. Be consistent, and Haley, stop being so boy crazy. This is the pond you want to fish in, but it's not fishing season. What does this mean? Church is a great place to meet a guy to date, but not right now. You and all the other high school students are still growing, maturing, and not even close to being ready for a serious relationship. And guess what? Your first boyfriend won't be until you're in your 20s, Haley, so just focus on your life group, girls. Last one, number four, defend your faith. So what if you don't have all the answers? No one does. You will regret not standing up for what you believe in, even if it's the unpopular opinion. God's opinion matters more than others' opinions. When your friends at school say they don't go to church, ask them why and invite them to HSM. 82% of people say yes when invited to church. 4 out of 5 people say they will come to church for the first time if they got invited. If you call yourself a Christian, Haley, your friends should be able to tell because you will act like Jesus, talk like Jesus, and overflow with his love for you. Love, Haley.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haley. I needed to hear every single word that Haley just shared. And I love that dating advice. This is the pond that you want to fish in, but it's not fishing season. And fun fact, a mentor actually shared that with me at one time in my life.
I know, I stole that from you, actually.
She stole, but it's so good. We should always steal that. And I told her, yeah, so she said, like, you know, in terms of dating, like, this is the pond that you want to fish in, you know, a church group that loves Jesus, but it's not fishing season. Like, it's not the time for that. And I said, Katie, like, I'm not even fishing. I'm at Big Five still buying my fishing pole. Like, I'm not even ready for this. Anyway, thanks for letting me share. So, Haley, one of the things that you shared that I loved is that you would tell your high school self, life is not about you. Yeah. And that's like, oh, man, that, like, cuts kind of deep, but it's so true, especially if we follow Christ. And so did you live a life that was all about you in high school? Mm-hmm. And what did that look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say when I was in high school, on the outside, I was very kind. I was very polite. I was known as being very nice. But I would say on the inside, I was very selfish. And my intentions were for my own benefit. I did things to better my reputation, and I would choose my comfort zone over showing Jesus' love to others. And so my example for you in that is when it came to inviting my friends to church, I didn't, because I had a fear that they would judge me. And my excuse on the outside, this is what I would tell my friend, my life group, and my life group leader when they'd ask, you know, are you inviting anyone to church? And I would say, oh, I don't want them to feel like I'm shoving it down their throat and shoving Christianity down their throat, and I'll just wait for them to ask me about church. And I, on the outside, thought, you know, I'm being nice and I'm being helpful, but really it was very selfish of me to be in that mindset. And it really was just an excuse because I feared inviting my friends to church. Mm. And honestly, looking back now, it was selfish of me, and God so badly wants his lost children to come home to him and to know his son Jesus. And God gave me, when I was in high school, so many opportunities to invite my friends to church, on my tennis team, on my track team, my friends at school. I went to a public school, and so there wasn't a lot of Christians at my school. But I chose to keep my mouth shut, and I made excuses. And I want to read that statistic to you again that I mentioned in the letter. 82% of people will attend church for the first time if they get invited. And 4 out of 5 will say yes. So that's how I'd answer that question.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Haley. Yes. Thank you, Haley.
All right. Next, we have a combo prayer letter to HSM. Ooh. So, dear HSM, we have one more letter to share with you before you head to your life groups. You've heard what we would tell our high school selves, and now we want to share what we would tell you, current high school students. It's what we, Haley and Claire, pray for you as your HSM leaders.
God, would HSM be a safe place for any student to experience the love of Jesus?
God, Would HSM have life groups of every grade who love each other and your word?
God, would HSM be full of loyal life group leaders who disciple students by their example of following you?
God, would HSM put others before themselves by serving them, just as Jesus has served the world?
God, would HSM choose to spend their time on things that matter to you, Jesus?
God, would HSM commit to growing in Jesus no matter where we are at in our faiths?
God, would HSM graduate students every year who will take the gospel to the ends of the earth, to people we may never even reach ourselves?
God, would HSM boldly and courageously be a light on their school campuses, sports teams, choirs, theater groups, and more, so that every student everywhere would one day follow Jesus?
HSM, because we love you, and we know God loves you even more, it is our desire that during your high school years, you would live your life fully for Jesus, because he is worthy of it. We love you forever, HSM, and we will always be praying for you. With love, Claire and Haley. And that is our letter to ourselves and to you, HSM. You guys are very generous. We really do love you forever. And actually, on all of your chairs, we created that prayer that we just read to you for HSM in a bookmark form. And so we are asking you to take this home, use it for your time in your Bibles or any other book that you're reading, so that you know that we are always praying for you. There are always people in this HSM community who love you enough to pray for you. So this is our gift to you, and something that I feel like I've been learning is that prayer is the best gift. So this isn't just a piece of paper that Haley and I are never going to look at again, but it's actually something that we want to hang up so that we're constantly praying with you, HSM, and for you. And right now, don't move yet, but right now we are going to head to our life groups. And once you get to your life groups, your life group leaders have prepared a letter that they would have written and given to their high school selves. And so you'll start your groups with your leaders sharing with all of you. And just like Haley and I kind of did, feel free to ask a follow-up question to your leaders. I didn't ask the leaders if that was okay, but hopefully that is Josh. hopefully that's okay.
That's what they're here for. They're here for you guys.
Absolutely. And just like Haley and I shared at the very beginning, we are praying that this night is a blessing for you, that you might learn something from the advice that we would give to ourselves. But then tonight also isn't just about you soaking up a bunch of information, but just like what we read in 2 Timothy 2:2, we're actually designed by God to then pass along what we've learned and the good news of Jesus to others. And so in your life groups, you will end by thinking about a younger sibling or a younger classmate or a cousin or somebody in your life younger than you, and you're going to write a letter to them. And in that letter, you can share maybe, the mistakes that you made or things that you wish and pray for them. And then we're challenging you to give that letter to them this week. And we think that this whole process is going to be really powerful for everyone. So does that sound good?